recording now.
Okay. Rational thought protects us from the wild truth. Grab the bull by the horns, ride, let loose to the raging desire to exist for its own sake. Be willing to reinvent yourself from one moment to the next. Be willing to vent yourself of all the anger. Face the fear until it melts in a brazen red spark. A Chernobyl meltdown. Vent the frustration. Break the anxiety with white-hot rage. Sear away the guilt. Burn clear and free. Feel the raw and the real. Rip and rent. Tear to shreds the helplessness of comfort. Feel that black depression wash in waves. Push out and out and out. March to the beat of your heart. Faster and faster. Shine with the light that brought lines. I searched too hard, I cried, impaling my goal instead of reaching it. But as necessity dictates, it becomes less hard. And as the work gets underway, the frustration subsides. And by the patch of mine own blood I see, the scars I have acquired on my journey to here are the calluses that protect the soles of my feet, allowing me to tread boldly on these coals. Eating poison, he said, holding out the truth like a steroid-drenched cow's liver, is the best way to kill all off the old self. And so, screeching loud enough to wake the dead, the blackbird descends from the highland hills. The mystery-cloaked man pushes back the time with the gesture in his subtle movements. Granular, his words scrape whispers from the widow's tears, crawling into spaces left behind by fear and doubt, justified by driven intent, pushing through to life of day. Unfinished thoughts trail threads at the edge of perception, waiting to unwind, waiting to unwind, waiting to unwind. Crudely understated, to leave the space, to weave the shape of matters left unsaid. Xenophobic in the forest light, demons fed in the crosstown night. Subsiding truth of shattered youth, the scrapyard piled high, out the shuttered sigh. Falling down and falling through, upward grazing fretful view, nothing is the known, ignorance is all that's grown. Shatter me, looking through the eye, flatter free, see who it's scripted by. Do unto, to undo, coercion of the art, bled me dry right from the start, give it back. Give it back. Give it back. Open up to this surprise. Death is waiting in the final prize. The lie's been told and the secret kept. The moon was stolen while awareness slept. Drawn into the passing void, the stars are found in the spaces we avoid. Trails oblivion in crow's foot squint. Draws on clouds from the toxic hint. Below the cries of sainthood doom, the lonely faces in the basement room. Step into the dark and see the star. Come on down, see who you are. Into the out, the sum of time. Without these clocks, no bells chime. And to these means, there comes an end. It's what's inside I must defend. From flame to ember and back to spark, the cause, the effect, to leave my mark. Where are we?
Check.
What's our time?
It's still going.
Yeah?
It's still going.
What time? Or do you know?
Time I can give you.
We're at 4:53.
4:53? Okay, so I got 7 minutes. Perfect. Alright. The Baroque filigrees of symbolic multi-syllabic alliteration, tracing the golden mean arcs to frame these notions that lie on the surface tension, dividing line between the impulsive action of emotion and the rationing out of thought, a rhythmic phonic dance that soothes the knotted anxieties, mesmerizes the world-weary eye and opens the pores, to permeate the membrane with the salve of dream stuff. Rooting out intentionality and dancing with the darker stuff, deliberately destroying the blinders of conclusions, turning tails to hold the binding of inclusion? This, what stuff is this but goo? A primordial quicksand glue? Just a personally universal attempt to degenerately reconstruct some semblance of meaning? Or some sidestep delusion, a deliberate confusion in order to avoid the unspeakable? A half glass of water waits to be interpreted. Melancholy's sweet surface and pungent depths are mine to suckle while these lungs still breathe. Finite is the span of their breathing, especially in relation to the time left after they've done. Who's to say what my I am experienced before or after this span? So while I am bound to this rhythmic inspiration, it is determined to draw the most it can, for somewhere, at some point, a choice was made, even if that choice was simply to let it begin. To ride this ride, eyes as open as the eye can muster, swallowing all they fall upon. And so, happiness and sadness is just different tastes of the substance of life. And my soul devours both as manna to grow from. But maybe that's just me. You can't tell me that there's nothing wrong with this, because I know better. You can't tell me that there's nothing more than this, because I know better. Give me the strife, tear me apart, the shattered dreams of living art. Connecting dots collide, Mobius strip of the mind's eye. Now I lay my bones to sleep, I hope my soul to ever keep within the bounds of conscious sight, beyond the jaws of void's sweet bite. You tell yourself you've a taste for this, that it's something that you like. You find yourself, you're wrapped in it. There really is no way to fight. Property of the invisible state, paper chained to a lead weight, it keeps you from ever surfacing. We never know what it is we're facing. Tug tight. Hold what you have. Comfort comes better by half.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. Good. What time is it? I look at
that. It doesn't tell time.
5 to 5. You can keep going or you can stop. It's entirely up to you.
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah.